Now, as you reawaken in the forest where you left yourself, you will find that you are lying on the dirt, taking in its scent, the moss, the humus scent of the forest floor, placing it in your hands and even a little in your mouth. You are beginning to work with the element of earth. As you turn to sit up with your adolescents, you will all be met by an elven teacher of the earth. He has been quietly sitting in meditation, waiting for all three of you to reawaken in the liminal space of Beltane. You will only meet him here at this time and this space. Your higher self has summoned him to teach you about your earthly expression, about why you are here and what you are being molded to become. Now, that doesn't mean you are going to be given specifics. Now go do this and that. That isn't how magic works. You listen to the whispers of his teachings. It is very specific to you. And as he tells you the story of your creation, the story of your earthly descent, he appears to be molding a human-like form with the earth of the forest floor. Staying quiet, and all three of you listening. Listening to his words of wisdom, whether they come into the heart directly, through the sound of the music, or a meditative state, just receive the lesson.
Thank you.
as he finishes his story. He will be holding three molds of clay. These man-like little clay structures hold the wisdom of your earthly descent and that which he might have sang to you as a bird, told you, or simply emitted to you in energy form. These symbols of your earthly descent, the wisdom of your creation. Each one of you has one. You are going to take it from this elven teacher, showing respect and reverence for him by bowing your hands to your forehead in prayer form and promptly eating this little clay structure, taking it into your earthly body. You may even begin to taste the earth in your mouth. Fully blending this earth lesson, this earth magic into your form. And as you do, the elven teacher dissipates.